3 hours to record his vocal. Please, please call us.
An inmate on medical ground. 1. NMWR stroke 579 stroke 24. Julius Patton Dark.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, has projected positive economic growth for the country beginning this year, citing a range of strategic interventions and sectoral improvements by government. Speaking during a town hall meeting held in Lusaka today, Dr. Msokotwane said the country's economic outlook is promising due to key developments, particularly in the mining and energy sectors. He has highlighted a rise in copperpin, which reached approximately 800,000 metric tons last year, as one of the major contributing factors. The minister has further noted that the government's target of producing 1 million metric tons of copper this year will significantly bolster national revenue and overall economic performance. Dr. Msokotwane has also pointed to continued investments in the energy sector, with the government aiming to add 1,000 megawatts of power to the national grid by the end of the year, a move he described as essential for industrial growth and job creation. Dr. Msokotwane has reaffirmed the government's commitment to social protection programs to uplift the lives of vulnerable communities across the country.
2025 going forward, we expect even stronger growth. Why is that so? Because we know that there's expansion taking place in the existing mines in the country. We also know that by the end of this year, from what our colleagues, the Minister of Mines, has always told us, after careful evaluation, we expect to be just short or around 1 million tons of copper in 2025. And this, of course, is something that has never been achieved in this country before. And 2026 and beyond, we expect that growth trajectory to keep on growing.
Governance activist Laura Mitty has raised concern over what she describes as a recurring pattern of governments pushing for constitutional amendments just before the general elections, accusing the ruling UPND of following the same trend for political gain. Speaking during a public debate organized by Action Aid last evening in Lusaka, Ms. Mitty has said the timing of the UPND administration's push to amend the constitution is highly suspicious and aimed at serving partisan interests ahead of the 2026 polls. Ms. Mitty has stressed that constitutional reforms must be undertaken during periods of political calm to ensure that they reflect the genuine needs and interests of the Zambian people. She has added that if the country continues to allow constitutional changes driven by election cycles, Zambia risks weakening its democracy and undermining public trust in governance processes.
In the period in which we write a constitution, we should be sober. The reason we keep coming back and coming back is because we've never allowed the people of Zambia to sit soberly and create their constitution. And when we have, each government has picked up what it wants. Otherwise, this issue would have finished maybe with Mbunga or Mwanakato. If you look at each of our constitutional review commissions, the reports are exactly the same, very few differences. But the reason why we keep doing it over and over, each government wants to be big bad.
And ACT Zambia Country Director Fides Temba Temba has emphasized the importance of ensuring that constitutional clauses are crafted to benefit the general public, not a few individuals.
Let us all remember, a constitution is not just a document. It is a living social contract between the people and the state. Therefore, it must reflect the aspirations, hopes, and realities of the people itself. Whose interest is the constitution serving at the moment? The 13 clauses that are being proposed, whose interest? So I believe that with this, when we begin to interrogate FEDA, we will then begin to work with government and work with government for them to ensure that whatever amendments are going forward, it actually reflects the aspirations of the Zambian people.
Meanwhile, Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has criticized the UPND government's proposed constitutional amendment, calling it a self-preservation move. Speaking when he featured on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Sinkamba said the government is pushing for amendments not because the people demanded for it, but to benefit the ruling party.
We are very, very disappointed as the Green Party that the government has decided to move in the direction to want to amend the constitution when there is no urgent need to amend the constitution. And for us, what we think the UPND is trying to do is what we may classify as self-preservation. They are moving to amend the constitution not because the people of Zambia have demanded so, and not because the people of Zambia stand to benefit from those amendments, but because PND wants to find itself back into office using the back route of the constitution.
Government has warned against the proliferation of underserved professorships in the country's higher education sector, particularly in private universities. Speaking during the Higher Education Authority Full Professors Breakfast Meeting, Education Minister Douglas Siakalima has emphasized the importance of adhering to guidelines for academic promotions. Mr. Siakalima has expressed disappointment that many private universities in Zambia are misusing the title of professor by wantonly awarding professorships to undeserving individuals. He has noted that some professors have published in predatory journals or self-published books with questionable publishers, which undermines the credibility of the academic enterprise.
Our country needs genuine professors, not unwarranted ones. The proliferation of undeserved professors is a danger to higher education. It also is a danger to our society. I'm happy that Higher Education Authority is now enforcing guidelines on the promotion of academic staff to the ranks of associate professor and full professor. Let me warn all universities in our country that they must follow this promotion guidelines. There are also many unwarranted professors who have published in predatory journals. Others have undertaken self-publication of books or published books with predatory book publishers.
Speaking at the same event, Higher Education Authority Board Chairperson, Professor Levi Siaminwe, has encouraged professors to improve the quality of education in higher learning institutions across the country.
It only requires lowering the quality of education and allowing cheating in examinations by scorecard. So I'm sure most of you have read that. Now, let's see, what are we going to do as professors to make sure that we do not lower the quality of higher education? Now, look at the roles that is expected of us. We are supposed to do research, we are supposed to teach, and we are supposed to provide public service.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, is concerned about the potential negative spillover effects on Zambia's economy resulting from the ongoing trade war between China and the United States of America. CTPD trade investment researcher Barnabas says two countries are locked in a trade war that has seen both sides impose tariffs of over 100% on goods imported from other, potentially causing the growth of the Chinese economy to slow down. Mr. Mwale says this, in turn, may negatively impact Zambia's economy, which trades in significant volumes with China. He has called on government to vigorously pursue policies that prioritizes value addition to minerals as well as agricultural commodities in order to broaden not only the scope of goods, but also the demand for Zambia's products. Mr. Mwale has further called on the government to provide support to farmers and other stakeholders looking to trade through the African continent as this alternative avenue for foreign exchange earnings.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development is concerned with the ongoing trade war between China and America that could potentially have negative spillovers into Zambia's economy. We observe that as the trade war continues between these two economies, there will be a significant reduction between the two economies and other smaller economies.